Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome
to the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we are praying for opportunities. Today we are praying for opportunities. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, I'm going to read a scripture, and then we're going to incorporate some songs, and we're going to pray unto God for what he revealed today. Amen. And so I want to say congratulations to many of you, because you're getting ready to walk into your destiny. And although it seems like it is a small step, amen, God said that if we make that one step, he will make double that. So we have to trust God in his word. So I am excited and delighted to be with you at this present moment, and I would like to begin by reading Psalm, again, 103, 1 through 6, and this is very familiar unto you, and I'm going to give you time to retrieve your Bibles, or if you already have your Bibles, just scan over those few, you know, verses, and then we will get started with what the Lord has given me today. Amen. And while you're looking for your Bibles, we're going to feature several artists today. We're going to feature Miss Gigi Burrell. We're going to feature Miss Shamore from Atlanta. We're going to feature Jess Praise. He has a CD out. I met him over the weekend. And we're also going to feature Mr. Luther Barnes and Miss Maurette as well. They're all gospel artists. They're all in the ministry. So I want to go ahead and begin to incorporate music into this ministry. Without further ado, let's read Psalm 103, 1 through 6. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed." I have read to you Psalm 103, 1 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers' doors and the seekers of his holy word. As I was reading that scripture, I want to share this with you, and I'm going to say it again. Only what we do for Christ will last. We can seek to justify why we want fame. We can seek to justify why we want to always be in the limelight. But what God is saying today is that no matter what you do, no matter what projects you have going on, you make sure that you keep God in the center, in the front, in the back, because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So whatever you set your mind out to do, since we're speaking about opportunities, and I'm speaking to myself as well, we must keep God in the limelight, and we must take backstage. Amen? So therefore, that is how you begin to reach your opportunities. So whatever we do for Christ, that will last. So without further ado, I would like to play Mr. Luther Barnes, a song. And this particular song lets the listeners know that we love Jesus, amen. And on the Love Live Jesus Up Ministry, everything I do is a reaction to my love of God. I'm not ashamed to say it. I love Jesus with all of my heart and my soul. That's the only way that I'm able to make it. That's the only way that I'm able to travel down the dangerous streets and byways. That's the only reason why I was able to continue with my education, the reason why I'm able to love, the reason why I'm able to give the word of God, the reason why I'm able to do is because of God and not because of me. So I want to give you a little background about Mr. Luther Barnes in case you're interested in him. He's a record producer. He's a director, songwriter, composer, and he's the lead singer of Luther Bourne's and the Sunset Jubilees and the Red Bud Gospel Choir. He's won several awards. He has performed with gospel recording artists such as Shirley Caesar, Deborah Barnes, Kurt Franklin, Harvey Watkins, the Can Spirituals, Dorothy Norwood, John P. Key. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And so he also has Miss Maurette as well, and she's also a gospel artist who you will hear as well. So be sure to look up these two individuals. And without further ado, I would like to play a song entitled, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Amen. So here we go.
There is a name that I love to hear. I love to sing of his word.
Amen. That was Mr. Luther Barnes and Miss Marette singing a duet. Amen. And so that is Oh How I Love Jesus. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and go into the presence of God. And before I do so, I would like to engage you in the activity entitled Take All of Your Burdens Unto the Lord and Leave Them There. Because as we get into the presence of the Lord, we don't need to bring anything. Amen. All we need to do is bring our hearts and our minds. Because when we go back into the dust, amen, we can't take anything with us. We can't take our fame. We can't take our fortunes. We can't take anyone with us but ourselves. So therefore, let us prepare to get into the presence of God through this activity entitled Casting All of Your Cares Unto the Lord. So what I want you to do at this particular time, as we prepare to feel the presence of the Lord, is to get a sheet of paper or in your mind, think about two things that happened to you that was favorable today. And I'm going to give you a minute. And what I want you to do, as the Lord is revealing things, beside both of those favorable things, I want you to write one word and write opportunity beside each favorable thing that happened to you. Just write opportunity. It'll make sense in a few minutes. Beside both of those favorable things, write opportunity. Now what I want you to do is go below, and I want you to write down two things that you would like to ask the Lord to do for you. Two things that you would like to ask the Lord to do for you. And yes, you can write more than two things. Okay, beside each of those things that you have asked the Lord for, I want you to write the word opportunity beside how many ever you wrote down. Write the word opportunity. I want you to look at your two favorable things, and I want you to continue to add them to your positive list. I want you to look at that list up and down and all around, and I want you to begin to thank God for what he has done for you. I want you to begin to thank God for those favorable moments, because God said think on the good things, amen? So I want you to continue to look at those things. For the asks, how many ever asks you have, I want you to go ahead and transfer those onto your positive things with the word opportunity on there, and I want you to begin to thank God in advance. And when you thank God, I'm going to tell you how real this is. When you thank God, I want you to ask God at this particular time to cleanse your heart. And I'm asking him the same thing. Because many times, sometimes when we ask God for things, we ask amiss because of the intentions of our heart. Make sure that whatever we ask for, because this is going to alleviate some of those asks, whatever we ask for, make sure that we're asking because we want to put God at the forefront and the center. And God has placed this on my heart. For instance, if you're opening up a business, if you have a ministry, if you're going into a new territory, if it is to gain a name for yourself do not ask for it because it will not be blessed by God. It will not last long. If you are doing this to magnify and uplift the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ask for it. If you are asking for this particular thing because of your disposition with it, it is very important that you ask God to lead and guide you, because we do not want to make any decision based on feelings. Why? Because feelings change. We want to make decisions, and I'm teaching you this because this is something we have to use, and I think about this with every decision I make. What happens is when you make a decision, your emotions change. But with the will of God, it remains consistent because God is consistent. We are not consistent as people or humans. Our behaviors and our attitude changes. It doesn't matter how close we are to God. So when you have these ask things, when you're up against an endeavor that you want to pursue, a business, a career, a speaking business, a veterinarian clinic, real estate, clothing line, music ministry, distribution and introduction of artists, make sure that you are doing this because you want to magnify the Lord rather than yourself. That's how you begin to scratch off those asks, and that's how we ask amiss, because we do it to edify and magnify us instead of God. Does that make sense? Amen? So I wanted to put that buzz in your ear, because if you want God to really open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing where we won't have room to receive, everything we do must be because of God. There was a song that says, "For You," and that particular song was written by a gentleman who was speaking to a lady. He said, everything he does it for this young lady. Well, everything we do, we have to do it for God. Amen? Everything we do, we have to set out and do it for God to magnify and uplift him, or else it won't last. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. Okay? Whatever we do for Christ will last. All right? So I want you to look at that list, and I want you to look at it up and down, and I want you to begin to own that list. And once you own that list, before you go to bed tonight, God's will, I want you to stick it under your pillow. I want you to wake up, look at that list, smile at it, look at it up and down, and I want you to wear it well on tomorrow, okay? All right, so now we're beginning to get into the high point of the ministry, where we begin to pray unto God and we begin to get into the presence of God, and we allow the Lord to speak unto us, speak unto our situation, speak unto our manifestations, our opportunities, speak unto our careers, speak unto our finances, speak unto our friendships, speak unto our ministry, speak unto our hands for the anointing, our feet for the anointing, the will of God, speak unto our wisdom and knowledge, speak unto our success, our rewards, speak unto our spirits. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask the Lord that he would decrease me to zero and increase him to greatness in the name of Jesus. I ask God, would he hide me behind the cross so that he may be glorified, so that he may be edified. As I was driving today, the Lord spoke, pray for your ministry and the opportunities that is coming your way. Not only pray for your ministry, but pray for others who will experience the same opportunities, so that when those opportunities come, they will be ready. Amen? So we are going to not only pray for the opportunities, but we're going to thank God for the opportunities. When we come before God, we have to come as an empty pitcher ready to be filled up. If we come already full of ourselves and full of the greed and the fame that we're seeking and full of the things that are not of God and full of the spirit, full of ourselves, we have missed the whole point of coming into the presence of the Lord. So we ask the Lord right now to dump our cups. Come unto him as an empty pitcher. We're asking the Lord with the words of this mouth, the meditation of my Holy Spirit, be acceptable in his sight. Would he crown this head from the top to the bottom with his wisdom, with his knowledge, with his revelation? Would he clear my mind and my heart? If there's anything in my heart that's not like God, would he remove it right now so that I can begin to teach? teach and minister to the people of God, and not only to the people of God, but to myself. And as we clear the way and allow the Lord to reign and shine upon us and speak to us through prayer, we ask that we accept whatever the Lord has in store for us. I don't know what I'm going to pray about because I've given it to the Lord. I've given my mind, given my mouth, the words that come out of my mouth unto the Lord. But I ask the Lord to cover each listener, to cover each person, to bless the opportunities to be at the right time, to help us and prepare us to be ready. So as we go into prayer, we're going to let the Lord move in this place. We're going to let the Lord move in our hearts and our minds. We're going to decrease each listener to zero and allow them to see the presence of God. If there is any selfishness in our hearts, remove it. Any hatred, malice, jealous, envy, remove it in the name of Jesus so that we come empty, so that we come expecting to be filled so we may take it back and plant our seed on good ground. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you at this moment, thanking you for last night's lying down, this morning's arising, thanking you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. Lord God, we have heard about people who are sick, people who are in the hospital, people who are holding on for dear life, people who have lost someone, something, people who have lost their place in society. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask for restoration. We ask for consecration, and we ask for demonstration of your spirit. Lord, we pour out our hearts unto you, Lord. We come humble as we know how because of the things you're getting ready for us to do. We come in sincerity. We come in purity. We come to edify, lift, and magnify your holy name. We come in the best interest of you. We come in the best interest of the people. We come in the best interest of this world. Lord, if we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, bring us up. If we focus too much on self and not on you, Heavenly Father, help us to diminish our focus on self because you are taking care of us at this particular moment. Help us to be ambassadors. Help us to be real in what we do and what we say. We want to be treated. Help us to walk in the path of righteousness. Help our hands, the anointing of our hands and our feet. Help our bodies, the things that we put in our temple, Lord, our minds. Give us peace and help us to be at ease. Lord Jesus, help us to understand and know before we get to the journey that it's not about us, but it's about you. It's not about glorifying our name, but it's about glorifying the name of Jesus. Because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, as you take us to the mountaintop, we're asking you, would you help us to still be diminished and humbled unto you and help people to see you and not us on the mountain. Help people to hear your word from you and not from our opinions or what we think. Lord, we thank you for each opportunity that is getting ready to happen. We thank you for each door that has opened. We thank you for the past doors that were closed. And we're trusting you for the future doors that are ajar. Lord, let this mind be in you as we begin to minister all over this world that was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, help this mouth to be a mouthpiece to liberate people, to prevent destruction, to edify and glorify your name. God, we're asking that you bless the CWC program, Connecting with Christ. Help it to be a program that is filtrated on lifting people up out of the pits of hell and removing them into a place we call heaven. Help us to be able to liberate people's minds into peace instead of violence, into love instead of hate. And help us not to be weary in our well-doing. Help us to go in the name of Jesus. Send the right people, Lord, who are patient, who are able and anointed to speak your word. Help us not to get too high when we're able to sit in the places that you have designed for us, but help us to stay humble and help us to give you all the praises and all of the honor for the successes and the victories and the souls that are won. Help us to experience this heaven on earth that you're showing. Help our ministry to grow and to thrive and to spread all over this country for the 120-something years that we will be here in the name of Jesus. Help the legacy to continue to carry on when we're going our way. Help us to be better people. Those that we come across who are hard to love, help us to show them the easy way to love. Help us to be professional. Help us to be correct in the word of God. Help us to be able to disseminate the word. Keep us covered and safe, Lord. Help us to be representatives of who you are. Help the people to understand that we are about our Father's business, and our Father's business come before the world's wants. Help us when we're handling people to handle people in a Christ-like way. Help us to understand and recognize that you are God. You are on the throne, not us. Help us to stop being so self-centered, and it's all about us. It's all about what we want. Help us to pray unto you and know the will of God and what you want. Lord, as we begin to walk into this opportunity, help us to be able to prioritize. Help us to be able to meet everyone's needs according to your will. Design our lives, Heavenly Father, where we are centered around doing our Father's business. Alleviate, prevent those things that will steer us in the wrong path. Bless us as we travel near and far, Lord. Give us just the wisdom and knowledge that we need. Help us to be pictures of you, pictures of how the world is supposed to be. Those people who are with us and following us and ministering with us, help them. Bless their families as they travel. Bless their hearts and minds to stay prayed up. Help us to win souls back unto the church, which is just our heart. As we go into that particular place, Lord, that we were praying about, as our letters go before us, as our ministry goes before us, as Jesus Christ goes before us, help those people to begin to get their lives in order, for Christ is coming back. But he's coming back for a church. And all of those who are out of the ark of safety will be cast away. And so that's why it's so important that we go and reach and teach a true gospel to the people so that we can get as many people into the ark of safety before Jesus Christ comes. Lord God, help us to not be weary. Help us to continue to be positive and uplifting to the people. Guide our hearts and our minds and the words that come out of our mouth. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the spreading of the ministry like a wildfire. We thank you for touching places that we've never been, but people know about us because everyone knows about you. But not everyone knows how to get to you. Not everyone knows how to pray unto you. Not everyone knows how to worship and get you into the presence. Lord, we ask that your eye continue to be upon us. Continue to watch over us and protect us and keep us, Lord. God, we're asking you, would you allow our hands to be that you would have it to be, whatever that is, to allow our feet to walk into the paths in which we are supposed to, whatever that is. We're asking would our eyes begin to see the glory of the coming of the Lord so that we will know the urgency of how we're supposed to go and gather the people who are lost and continue to encourage those who are found. Lord, help us to stay grounded. Lord, help us as we go through each door that you are about to open, that you are opening right now in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk through it humble, in a humble manner. And you walk before us. No one should see who we are, because without you, we're nothing. We come to you empty every time, every day, ready to be filled as we go out into the field, as we go out into the churches. Help us to consecrate ourselves and come to you as an empty cup. And we ask that you fill us up and overflow, where we will begin to spew out the word of God, and we will begin to have healing prayers, healing hands, where your manifestation will come to pass. Lord, we don't just pray for the love of Jesus of ministry and the opportunities that you are manifesting, but we pray for each person whom you spoke about, Lord. Those sincere people who actually put you at the center, and it's not about them, it's not about what they're doing, but it's all about you. Help us to evaluate our wants and our needs. Help us to evaluate what we're asking you for. Help us to evaluate how we deal and handle people. Help us, Lord, to continue to put you at the center, Lord. Help us not to want to get the glory and the honor, but we want people to see you. Help us to be about your business, Lord. Continue to mend and work on our hearts and our minds and our souls and our bodies. Help us to continue to walk in the will of God and talk in the will of God and look in the will of God and deal in the will of God. Help us to continue to be ambassadors. Oh, God, we pray right now for those who are hurting, Lord. Those who we haven't even been able to reach because we're still setting the ministry. Those who have lost parents, those who have lost grandparents, those who have lost friends, those who have lost a loved one, those who have lost spouse, those who have lost their homes, those who have lost their cause. We ask you in the name of Jesus, would you liberate them, consecrate them, speak unto them, speak a word, so that they may be encouraged. Lord, we ask that you repossess this mind. Repossess this mouth, repossess this heart, repossess these hands, repossess these legs, repossess my feet. So that everything I have may be used the way you would have it to be used. Lord, we magnify, we glorify, and we uplift your holy name. Help us, Lord, as we go day by day. Help us to be honest. Help us to be fair, ethical. Help us to deal with people and treat people like we want to be treated. Help us to be able to reach the young, the middle, and the seasoned. Lord God, we just ask you, if there's someone in the hospital right now, if there's someone going through pain or suffering, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch right now? Lord, and we understand and recognize that sometimes you do things to get our attention so that we can come unto you. Help us to draw closer unto you. If we're too far away, bring us to you, Heavenly Father. And if we're too close, move us even closer, because we need to hear a word from you. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for the prayer, Lord. We thank you for the people who are listening right now. There's someone right now, Heavenly Father, who's going through, Heavenly Father. But this prayer that you've given, this prayer from you liberated them. Bless her son. Bless her daughter. Bless her family. Wherever she is at this particular point in her life, Lord, you know all of her needs and wants. And we ask in the name of Jesus, right now, would you bless this prayer to reach way to that place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the ability to be able to spread the message of God all over this world and all over this country through the internet. Lord, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Help us not to be stuck on ourselves, but help us to be stuck in the Word of God. Help us to not have to carry a Bible all the time so people know that we read our Bible, but help the Word of God to be in our hearts when we begin to minister unto people and tell people. Lord, we're asking, would you bless this year's vacation Bible school at Great Ebenezer, Lord? That's on my heart, too. Would you send children from all over the places? Would you send people? And would you help us to be a success? We're asking, would you bless the CWC, Connecting with Christ? Would you help it to travel all over the country? And would you bring people unto you in the name of Jesus? Lord, we're asking you, would you bless each church, each pastor? Help us to be role models, Lord. If our mouth gets us in trouble, close it. If our heart gets us in trouble, Heavenly Father, mend it. If our feet get us in trouble, Heavenly Father, show us which way. If our hands get us in trouble, Heavenly Father, bind them. Help us to be role models, Lord. Help us to respect the pulpit. Help us to utilize and use language that is acceptable unto you. Doesn't matter what the world thinks. Help us to respect the house of God more. Help us to be able to reach people. Help us to be godly. Help us not to get so laxed in our ministry and our religion that we just do anything and say anything when we're dealing and handling with people. Lord, we ask you with these works that you've given me and the people that you are connecting me with, be real. If there's anything fake about us, Lord, we ask you, would you remove it, throw it, cast it in the fire. We want to be real when we talk to people. We want to be real when we get up and teach people and minister unto people. We want to be real in how we live and what we do. We're not here for a popularity contest. We're here to please God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunities. We thank you for the high places that you're going to send us, and we thank you for the low places. Thank you for the platforms you've given us. And we thank you for the ability to go all around the world. Lord Jesus, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I'm trusting you because you said it and I believe it, and that settles it. And Lord, mainly, as you continue to place in my heart, help us to put you at the center, the front, the back, and on the side. Because only what we do for Christ will last. And most of all, if nothing else, help us to be real. Help us to respect the house of God. And help us to treat people and handle people the way we want to be treated. And last but not least, help us to continue to go about our Father's business. Because our Father's business is before the world's wants. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen and amen. And as I said before, I always feel better after I pray unto God. And it's good to hear a revelation from God. It's good to hear from God. Amen. And if we just listen, God speaks to us all. Amen. And I'm going to share with you before I begin to play the ministry of music from some of these great artists. I'm going to say it one more time for those who just joined me, and I know you're going to listen to it again. The Lord spoke that we should begin to pray for this ministry, the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry, as well as we should begin to pray for others who are getting ready to open up the doors of opportunity. But Jesus, the main focus that Jesus wanted me to concentrate on was to make sure that he's at the center of everything. Amen? The front and the back. It shouldn't be us at the front and the back and the center. Make Jesus the center. If we're doing anything, whether we have a business, whatever we have, if we're doing anything to uplift and edify our name, to make our name great, without putting God in there, it will fail. Because only what we do for Christ will last. Because everything that we have, even our life, fades away. Amen? But the Word of God continues to remain. It continues to remain. And it holds true. Amen? So I want to thank God for that revelation. I want to thank you for listening. And without further ado, I'm going to actually play. Let me look. I'm going to play some music for you for a little bit. And then after which, I will come back unto you, and I will tell you a little bit about my spiritual guide and the workshops that I'm holding and my availability. And then I will give you some announcements, and we will be finished, okay? So without further ado, I want to introduce many of you to Miss Gigi Burrell. She is a gospel artist. She has a CD out. She has written a song entitled Blessed, So Amazing, and He is Good. And today we're going to listen to He is Good. And this is 4 minutes and 42 seconds. So I want everyone to Google Miss Gigi Burrell. Please support her music ministry as she goes forth in the name of Jesus. So give me just a second as I prepare to play this CD entitled God is Good, and God is good.
Come on, put your hands together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Come on.
Provider, he's good.
Amen. That was Miss Gigi Burrell, and I want you to please Google her and support her music. I will be playing her music on my ministry when we incorporate the music for 2 hours on one day in the week. So please be sure to Google Miss Gigi Burrell and support her music. The next young man is Mr. Jus Praise. That is J-U-S-P-R-A-Z-E. And his music ministry is very, very touching. And I would like to introduce you to him by way of playing one of his particular songs entitled So Amazing, in which he was able to showcase on last week. And he did an excellent job, and he really allows the Lord to use him in a mighty, mighty way. And so without further ado, I want to introduce to you all Jus Praize, J-U-S-P-R-A-Z-E. And this particular song is entitled So Amazing. So give me just a second. Get ready. Here we go.
Deuteronomy 10, verse 17. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God. Failure after failure, almost failed with my wife. Suicidal thoughts in the kitchen Sunday night. Thought that I was bluffing till they seen me grab the knife. Life broke me down, my past had me haunted. Till I fell to my knees, he had me right where he wanted. Sick to my stomach, but dead in my spirit. Sending prayers to heaven, just hoping that you hear them. I got a testimony and I want the world to hear it. That's why in my music, you're the object of my lyrics. Lord, you're the greatest and I'm blind without your vision. God, you're incredible. Can I get a witness? And your grace had me suddenly restored. Dear Lord, I'm so grateful and I'm humble to the core. I'm crying out your name as I crumble to the floor. My feelings for you change because every day I love you more, Lord.
You're so wonderful, so incredible. You're so wonderful, so amazing. You're so wonderful, so incredible. You're so wonderful.
The day we had our second son, I cried in the hospital, so overcome with joy, cause my baby boy is here, and he's breathing, now he's two, and he's crying every minute, cause he's seething, now he's five, and my baby still ain't speaking, we laying hands on him, from the pastor to the deacon, smiling on the outside, but inside I'm mad, and I'm worried that I'll never hear my son call me dad. So I'm praying for his healing and deliverance. Let the Holy Spirit make sense from all his gibberish. I get emotional every time I mention this. I start talking, but I stumble over sentences. But my God is a healer. Matter of fact, my son is finally speaking, and he even called me dad. When I'm in the car and I'm praising to a track, I hear a little boy singing hallelujah in the back. Lord,
you're so wonderful, so incredible. You're so wonderful.
God good, ladies and gentlemen. That was Jus Praize. That's J-U-S-P-R-A-Z-E. And that particular song was entitled So Amazing, and God is so amazing. So please check out Jus Praize. And this is a fabulous CD. We will be playing more of his music on the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry as well. This next young lady is Miss Shamora. She is from Atlanta, Georgia. I had the opportunity to meet her on last week. Many of you remember her from BET and other gospel venues, and her ministry is powerful as well. And I am going to play her song entitled No Greater Love. And how many of you know that there is no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ? Amen. And so there's no greater love. And so we're going to play her CD with the song No Greater Love. And once again, thank you for listening and tuning in. And may God bless each and every one of you. So here we go. And this is Ms. Shamora. Please be sure to Google her as well. Oh, excuse me, right quick. Okay, give me just a second. Let me start it over.
In a different place.
That was Shamora. And actually, this particular song you're listening to is entitled Afraid, but we're also going to listen to No Greater Love, amen? So let's go ahead, and we're going to go and listen to No Greater Love by Miss Shamora. Just a second. That was Miss Shamora. So please be sure to support her music as well. And before we leave, I'm going to go ahead and give you some announcements. Then I have one more song, and I have one more recommendation for you. Okay, so Here are my announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them, encouraging them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. And also tell them that we're incorporating music of these gospel artists who are submitting their music unto me as I travel and as they listen to the Love of Jesus Up ministry. The Perfecting Your Guide is out, and it's at many of your stores online. If you go to Barnes & Noble's, Follis, if you go to bookworld.com, and it's entitled A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk by Dr. Afrida Love. I am going to give different workshops concerning this spiritual guide, and we're going to utilize this book. And some of the high points in this particular guide is the fact that we must perfect our walk on a daily basis. It talks about the spiritual levels to walk in God's way. It identifies Jesus as our Savior, which he is. It goes through the process of examples of spiritual gifts that we have, such as administration, discernment, evangelism, wisdom, mercy, pastoring, service, teaching, leadership, and our spiritual gifts. In addition to that, it speaks about hospitality, how we're supposed to treat one another. It also has different aspects as far as how we can perfect our walk according to different people, such as Noah, Abraham, Moses, Joshua, Peter, Joseph, John, David, Daniel, Isaiah, Jesus, and, of course, Paul. It has different realities in there as well. And we have different assessments. One particular assessment is entitled Call from the Crowd. And how do you know that Jesus called you from the crowd? And it has basic belief statements. I believe that Jesus has a calling on my life for kingdom work. And you rate yourself 1 to 5. And this is an evaluation tool that would allow you to know basically your perception of your relationship with God and your calling that the Lord has given unto you. The main thing is that we need to perfect our walk in God with obedience to God. A mobilized church with love. Where's the church located? It's not as important as the message within the church. It doesn't matter where your church is. Some people have churches under the bridge. Some people have church in a nice edifice. It doesn't matter where the church is. Is the word of God going forth? There's a section about that. Perfecting our walk in God's will, growing by will walking, and it ends here with an activity that derived from St. John. So this is a very simple book to read. However, it has a lot of important information in it. And as I said before, I do have many of these books on hand. If you're interested, you can inbox me, or you can also go to those perspective websites and you can retrieve these particular guides, okay? And once again, I thank you all for supporting the Level of Jesus Up ministry. Some of you have asked about donations. And with this particular guide, if you inbox me, you can donate whatever you want, and I will send you a guide. So you can inbox me at ALFREDALOVE, and I will give you more information. Someone had inboxed me about that information, and so I'm just letting everyone know. All right, moving right along. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, actors, actress, songwriters, publicists, teachers, and positive community leaders, please, please reach out to me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, and that's on Facebook, or you can also connect with me on LinkedIn at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at emoneya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. Be sure that you understand that we are having Vacation Bible School at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church. I've heard several people say that they are attending. We're praying for that event. We need as many students as possible, as well as teachers and individuals who have a willing heart to work for God. You do not want to miss our Vacation Bible School, and I will continue to promote it every time I get on the air. So be sure to continue to listen to that. Bring your children, bring your spouse, bring your neighbors, bring everybody to Vacation Bible School, amen, because it's going to be a great time in the Lord. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for 110 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, continue to pray for the CWC, which is Connecting with Christ, as we're continuing to send out letters, and we have great response from different individuals.
speaking to someone today, and this gentleman who is a pastor said that he's already been going out, circulating information as far as his church and things like that. And that's what CWC is all about. It's about connecting with Christ. And so we need to connect with Christ so we can get some prayers through and so that we can hear a mighty word and a revelation from God. In addition to that, I want you to continue to listen to the Love of Jesus Up Ministry as good things are coming up. I would like to once again congratulate all of the graduates, and I wish you the best of success as you go about your journeys to the prospective colleges. Those of you who decided to work, I still praise you for that, you know, because the idle mind is the devil's workshop, so just make sure that you stay busy and stay out of trouble. As far as the water is concerned, the Lord continues to place this on my heart. Parents, make sure that you are watching your kids as they go swim this summer. Continue to make sure they have on life jackets, because the deeper the water is, the more likely an accident can occur. In addition to that, if you're an adult and you want to go swimming, make sure that you also have a life jacket or that you're able to swim in the amount of water that you get into. Amen, because we don't want to get into too much water that we cannot get out of, okay? So let's try to bring down some of those casualties as far as water is concerned. Students, be very cautious on your bicycles this summer, going in and out the streets. Remember that a car is way faster than a bicycle, so do not race a car because you will not win. I'm telling you that right now before you even think about it. And just make sure you stay safe. We would like to see everyone back in the fall, God's will, and I'm sure that you want to keep your lives and preserve your lives. Just be careful, and like I said, enjoy your summer. And if you do go swimming, you know, just take those measures and be cautious and make sure that you know what you're getting into. And before I end, I would like to make a recommendation. If you are out of the Ark of Safety, or if you're in the Ark of Safety, and you're thinking about coming unto Christ, I recommend Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The reason why I recommend Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is because he is the way out of the way. He is the protector. He's the one that can keep us. He is the one that heals us. He's the one that wakes us up every morning. It doesn't matter if you believe in Jehovah, Buddha, whoever you believe in, amen, it's Jesus Christ who wakes us up. It's kind of like when you have an aunt or uncle, and they have many nicknames, but it's the same person, amen. We serve the same God. We serve the same Jesus Christ, in just different capacities, in different ways. It's the same person. So I recommend Jesus Christ unto you. I recommend that you continue to read the Word of God. You continue to do the works of God. You continue to believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He is the one that can give you the opportunity that he spoke today. He is the one that can open the door that is locked. He is the one that can keep you. He is the one that can heal you. He's the one that can raise the dead. He's the one that can heal the sick. He's the one that can give sight to the blind. He is the one. Amen? And so we have to continue to trust and believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so if you're thinking about any other person, I recommend Jesus Christ, because I know for a fact what he has done and what he is able and capable of doing. And so if we just put our trust and our faith in God, everything will be all right. So be sure to continue to listen to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, FREDALOVE. And I want you to know, if you don't know anything else about the ministry that God gave me, we're here to magnify the Lord. It's not about me. Matter of fact, I want you guys to only hear from the Lord when you tap on to blogtalkradio.com. It's not about me. It's not about edifying, glorifying, and magnifying my name. It's all about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen? So without further ado, I want to play one more song by Luther Barnes. It's entitled Come Fly With Me to a Better Place. Amen? And the better place that we're talking about is coming to Christ, getting to know who Christ is. And so without further ado, I'm going to play this particular song, and then after this song, I'm going to bid you farewell. And once again, to God and my family and my friends, thank you so much for taking out the time to listen.
It's And if you want peace within, if you're in misery, then you need to come with me. And oh, my friend, and if the load that you bear, if it seems to be more than your share, your life has been torn apart, then you need a brand new start. Oh, my friend, I wanna take you to a place where happiness reigns.
Okay. That was Mr. Luther Barnes. And once again, I thank you so much for tuning in to the Love, Live Jesus Ministry. If someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Be sure to tune in with me on tomorrow, God's will, as we bring the ministry of God. Thank you. Bye-bye.